Right now, let's talk about another of our top stories today. It's being reported Donald Trump's planned full state visit to Britain next year is being scaled back. Under the plans, the president's trip now is not expected to include a stay at Buckingham Palace. There'd been threats of protests if the US president was given the full VIP treatment here. It is, of course, this evening's front page on the Evening Standard. Well, let's talk more about this here on LBC London News with our US correspondent, Simon Marks. Very good afternoon to you, Simon.
Hello, Chris.
So what do we think is going on here? Is this the Prime Minister's office trying to play down this potential state visit, or do you think it's Donald Trump trying to avoid potential protests?
I think we can safely conclude that it's not Donald Trump trying to avoid making a state visit to the UK, because it's been generally understood here in Washington from the get-go that he really quite fancies the idea of riding through London in that golden stagecoach and being received at Buckingham Palace by the Queen. I think it's worth emphasising this is just one newspaper report. The American ambassador to the UK has indicated that there are no changes in the plans for President Trump to make a state visit to the UK. No suggestion from the ambassador to the UK in a conversation with LBC that the visit is being downgraded in any way. And we've heard nothing from the White House yet here over the last couple of hours. But every time this subject comes up, and look, everybody here in Washington knows there is an enormous risk to President Trump making a state visit to Britain, given the level of protests that may be exhibited on the streets, a risk too to the government of Prime Minister Theresa May. Remember, she was the first foreign leader across the threshold of Donald Trump's White House. She immediately invited him to the UK for a state visit, an invitation that perhaps was a little bit too rushed when it was first handed to President Trump's White House team. But every time this conversation comes up, the White House is very clear. They say the invitation was made by the United Kingdom, it was accepted by Donald Trump, and now it's simply a matter of scheduling. When is he going to find the time in his schedule? When is the Queen going to find the time in hers? When is the Prime Minister going to find the time in hers for this visit to take place? Now, it would be very interesting if indeed this is being downgraded to a working visit, because it would clearly be an attempt to take the sting out of some of the attendant difficulties that are likely to be on display if there is a full state visit. But, you know, even if there's a working visit, there are going to be protests, and a working visit would be embarrassing for Donald Trump now, given there was all this talk of a state visit from day one.
Well, indeed, we shall watch and wait. I wouldn't like to be the person trying to put those three diaries together, incidentally. Simon, let's talk about something else that's creating headlines across the pond. Donald Trump literally trying to get rid of those headlines in many ways. He wants to change how the free press works.
Well, he has, within the last 30 minutes on Twitter, where else, launched a quite extraordinary broadside against what he refers to as NBC and the networks. He's hitting back at a story, of course, that was published first of all last week, in which it was alleged by NBC, then confirmed by CNN, that Rex Tillerson, the president's Secretary of State, had referred to President Trump as a moron in conversations with members of his National Security Team. Rex Tillerson was unable to deny that he had said it when he was asked by reporters last week if he'd said it. He said he wasn't going to deal with petty nonsense like that. His State Department spokeswoman later denied that he had said it, but I think it's worth underscoring that she is not the most credible or believable person in Washington. She doesn't have a spotless track record in terms of telling the truth from the State Department podium. Now, NBC is reporting that one of the meetings that led Rex Tillerson to conclude that Donald Trump is a moron was a meeting at which President Trump pressed his generals and his national security staff for a massive increase in America's nuclear arsenal, a tenfold increase in the size of America's nuclear arsenal. So Donald Trump took to Twitter within the last few minutes to say fake NBC News made up a story that I wanted a tenfold increase in our US nuclear arsenal. Pure fiction, made up to demean. NBC equals CNN. And then he goes on to type this. With all of the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Question mark. Bad for country! Exclamation point. That is the first time we've heard President Trump talking about the possibility of challenging the rights of broadcast networks to continue enjoying the licenses that they have from the Federal Communications Commission here, the FCC, to broadcast over the public's airwaves. This is coming from a man whose spokeswoman insists that he's a passionate believer in the First Amendment, which guarantees free speech. But on this particular issue, at least the reporting of NBC, the network, by the way, on which I think he made his name as the host of The Apprentice, nonetheless, that network very much on in terms of its news division, sticking in the president's craw today.
All right, Simon. We will watch and wait. Thank you very much indeed for that update. Simon Marks for us, our US correspondent live from Washington. Wednesday, the 11th of October, coming up, we'll continue our top stories here on LBC London News.